Not many courses on development economics have a segment on yams, but we do. Yams are very often a staple in West Africa, and indeed 95% of the world's yam crop is grown in West Africa. Yams aren't traded much across national borders for at least two reasons. The first is simply that much of West Africa doesn't have good infrastructure for transporting yams long distance. Second, yams can be stored quite easily for up to 6 months without refrigeration. So if you're a farmer and you have grown extra yams, and probably you're a poor farmer, well, you'll just keep those yams around as a kind of insurance against insufficient food in the future. The easier the yam is to store, the less necessity there is to trade it right away. In West African lore, it's sometimes said that yams are a man's crop. This is because men tend to grow yams. In general, in many parts of Western Africa, husband and wives farm separate plots and grow separate crops. For instance, if a crop has something to do with a tree or a vine, it is more likely to be grown by a man. But who controls the income from these different crops? Well, this can be studied. When it turns out that the pattern of rainfall is good for the crops which the women grow, the family's expenditures tend to shift toward food. When the pattern of rainfall is good for the crops which the man tends to grow, yams aside, the family expenditure tends to shift toward alcohol and tobacco and prestige goods. In the Ivory Coast, where the study was conducted, yams are grown by men, but the income from yams in particular is directed toward family ends. So when the pattern of rainfall is such that it is good for yams, the family's expenditures tend to go up on education and food. It seems that we're observing a segregation of income streams. That is, the woman's crops go to the priorities of the woman, some of the man's crops go to the priorities of the man, and then there is this crop yams, which are specifically dedicated to the priorities of the family. One lesson from this paper is that even within families, there are not perfect insurance markets and there is not perfect insurance against risk. In a pure economic model where trade and insurance work perfectly, you would expect that the man and the woman in a family would make a deal so that when the income from the man's crops is high, he would share some of that with the woman, and when the income from the woman's crops is high, she would share some of that with the man. And what would matter for the spending pattern is not, in particular, did the man's crops do well or did the woman's crops do well, but rather how did all the crops do in general. It's that kind of perfect insurance which we exactly do not see. Income from yams is used for a kind of insurance-like purpose, but in general, income from the other crops is not. This analysis is taken from a very good paper by Esther Duflo and Christopher Udry. You can Google to it online. For some background information on the economics of yams, just try Googling yams.